They're also dealing with the coronavirus in Japan. Some 3,600 passengers and crew remain trapped on board the Diamond Princess docked in Yokohama. At least 136 of the ship's passengers have confirmed cases of coronavirus. Americans Matthew Smith and his wife Catherine are among those on board the quarantine cruise ship. Smith told me the experience has been surreal. From his cabin, he has no sight lines of the emergency vehicles or people in hazmat suits patrolling the port.
Our view is of the Yokohama Harbor, and then off the right side of our balcony, there's a pretty suspension bridge that goes across part of the harbor. Behind that is Mount Fuji. So the view has not gotten old yet, but the only people we see are the crew members who deliver the food and bringing fresh towels and such. And we get very little sense of any activity that's going on except occasional boats that will swing nearby and people hold up signs or wave. On the other side of the ships, that's on the pier side, they are kind of witnessing the whole transactional things that are going on, all the diagnosed people being taken off in ambulances.
That's fascinating. Kind of like your state of mind regarding this coronavirus depends on what side of the ship you're on or what kind of room you have. So if you were on the other side of the ship and seeing those actual ambulances on the pier and taking passengers away to hospitals, I imagine that might change how you view the whole situation.
Yeah, you have 3,600 people who are having vastly different experiences of quarantine. You know, the only onerous thing, I guess, that we're sharing is that you get this weird sensation that except for the crew members that are coming down the hall and except for the voices of the people you hear on other balconies, because we don't lean out and try and make contact with other people, we're trying to maintain the isolation for the good of the quarantine, you almost get this sense of you're the only people on this huge ship. You know there are other people there, but you have no direct experience of them. So it's really surreal.
What about just your own concerns on the boat? How safe you feel? We've been hearing about possibilities of the virus might spread through the air duct system. I mean, do you have concerns about the quality of the air on the ship?
The captain reported to us today, every cabin is fed with fresh air and not with recirculated air. We have always been confident that the quarantine conditions they're maintaining here are sufficient to prevent infection following the quarantine period. And in fact, it'll be interesting to see whether there are any significant additional cases discovered in the next week, because essentially everyone that's been identified to date can easily be correlated with people who contracted the virus before the quarantine and their symptoms didn't manifest until after the quarantine. 5 days from now, when we're approaching the 2 weeks, if large numbers still show up, well, then you're going to get an issue of, you know, how effective was the quarantine. And I am confident that that's not going to happen. But at the same time, I'm like, you know, all of this is beyond our control. So whatever happens, we'll just deal with it.
What about food? How are you getting fed? And do you trust where your food is coming from?
The crew members bring the food 3 times a day. We get a breakfast, a lunch, and a dinner. All the crew members that are moving about outside the door are masked and gloved and wearing protective clothing. And we're confident that that's not any method by which the virus is going to be spread.
So how do you get your news about updates on the health situation? Are there announcements through the ship's PA? Are you getting any localized news about the virus?
At least 2-3 times a day, the captain will come on and provide us with the important updates, like he did the other night, that there are 65 new cases. Another announcement he made today was about that very air system. He wanted to assure all the passengers that all of the cabins are ventilated with fresh air. There is no recirculated air. The passengers who go out on deck, I think, are you know, talking with each other, although they're supposed to stand 6 feet apart when they do so. And then there seems to be kind of a little gossip network that goes inside the balconies. So they stand out there and chat. And we hear people outside beyond our balcony. I can hear people chatting.
It sounds like you two are just keeping your eyes on the prize. If you stay in your room, contact is avoided, you should be okay. Is that how you're approaching this?
Yeah, absolutely. And when there was talk about, well, you know, why can't the American government come over and get us and take us out and let us serve quarantine in the U.S. We're like, you know, like, knock it off. Okay, stay in your cabin, follow the rules of the quarantine, and the Japanese government officials are going to let you go. And that's what we're counting on. And so that's what we're trying to do. Just stay the course.
Matt Smith, all our best wishes to you and to Catherine and the rest of the passengers and the crew of the Diamond Princess. Keep the positive attitude. It sounds like it's helping you.
Yeah. Thank you so much.